This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour, some open phone time to begin here. Love to hear from you, as we always do, to find out what's on your mind. I'm Scott Hillen. Kevin Flynn riding shotgun today, getting that great Stars and Stripes theme to get us pumped up to remember nothing new under the flag. We have this. We got this. We just have to give it to the pros. Throw the keys to the pros. Let our military get in and fix the Afghanistan situation. Wake up, America. On what the Biden administration is doing to us. I mean, this is not difficult stuff. We're in a mess. There's no doubt about it. A mess of our own making. But we are there. And I think enough people get this and know this that, you know, if we decide to take our country back, one conversation at a time, I think we can do this. The worst thing you can do is be discouraged. That's work of the devil. Anytime you worry or you're discouraged, that is not of God. That is not of God. God wasn't discouraged. He wasn't worried. He had hope. Even on COVID. You know, if you run around totally in fear, you're not making good decisions. You're all angry about masks or no masks, vaccines or no vaccines. That's not of God. That's not of a good place. And there's a lot of Christians in this audience, and we know where our hope comes from, right? So, if you've been baptized, if you're a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit in you. Just my own little two cents there today. Don't be fearful. Don't be discouraged. Just decide to stand up and fight for the greatest country in the face of the earth. This is not difficult. We're going to give priority to anybody 30-something and younger because we're concerned about the future. With our calls today, and certainly veterans. Veterans go to the front of the line, especially any Afghanistan veterans. It just breaks my heart. We have a guest joining us tomorrow who has been in Afghanistan. Saw a story on Facebook, said, we got to get this guy on. We got to get this guy on. That'll be tomorrow on the program. We had Brent Sanford scheduled, our lieutenant governor, for another talk radio town hall because, you know, Senator Kevin Cramer has an insane work schedule back in the, they call it the in at work or in, what is it, home district work period. And he's doing a lot of things related to his role with the Armed Services Committee on really important stuff that he can't tell us about. But it's related with, you know, Space Force, and it's at super secret military locations around the country. And he'll tell us about it when he gets back, but that's taking him away from the talk radio town hall tomorrow. We had the Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford scheduled because we had a ton of feedback from Brent last week saying, my gosh, guy just gets on the radio and answers any question we throw at him. That was refreshing, and I learned a lot. So we said, well, we'll do it again. But that was before we knew Jack Dalrymple was getting the honor of having a building named after him. Former Governor Dalrymple tomorrow will join Ed Schaefer and a few other folks of note in getting a facility named after him, and it's quite appropriate because Jack Dalrymple is a ag icon and, of course, also a former governor of our great state. And, you know, I think that's a due and proper honor for Jack and Betsy Dalrymple to have their name right there. And obviously a big moment for them and their family as well, so we certainly thank them. And I believe we learned this morning that Lieutenant Governor Sanford will be speaking in that event along with Senator John Hoeven tomorrow, so that's great. And we're excited about that, so that's an excused absence from the original plan. So more open phone time on What's on Your Mind, 2580550, brought to you today by Pipers. They're busy today in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, at the Frazee Event Center, not quite Detroit, I guess, between just a little bit out Highway 10 from Detroit Lakes. They're doing an auction on 100-plus acres of land.
My neck of the woods.
Your neck of the woods, right, Kev?
It is. Yes,
it's at the Frazee Event Center, and it's just starting right now.
You bet.
Right now.
Downtown. Can't miss it. Right attached to the municipal liquor store in the bar right there in downtown.
Exactly right. Now, that's for 100 acres in a Detroit-like address, and then they're also doing acreage, a warehouse, shop, and auction in Perm, and all that is happening at the Frazee Event Center right now. Just getting underway. Find out more about the latest and the greatest and all the things they have going at Pifers.com. Pifers.com. Beverly in Beach. That sounds like you're just being cute with us. Beverly Beach, but Beverly from Beach has the floor right now. And what's on your mind? Tell me.
Thank you. Well, first of all, I don't believe I want to be told that I have to have a vaccine. Way back when I had the polio vaccine, lo and behold, I got polio. So I think we should let the medical profession decide whether they want to have the vaccine or not. My daughter is a nurse, and she doesn't know what's in the vaccine. The flu vaccine had formaldehyde in it. I don't want formaldehyde put in my body until I have to.
These are very personal decisions, aren't they, Beverly? I mean,
yes,
you voiced why you feel as strongly as you do about it because you had the polio vaccine and then ended up with polio. Everybody's got a story like that. In my mind, it's not America when we decide for you what your health situation
right.
should be.
Yeah. We lived in, my husband was a 20-year veteran in the Air Force, and we lived in Germany for 3 years, and one of our neighbors was, of course, we lived on the economy for two, and Herr Petrie told about how it was when they lived in Hitler's time. The German people suffered as much as any of the other ones.
Why did they suffer, Beverly? Why do you think
the Nazis took all their food away? He told of an instance where Herr Petrie said, we were fortunate to be able to find a pig, and we killed the pig and got it into our house.
But how did they get to that level of despair that they needed to find a pig to eat?
Frau Petrie had to look out the shutters to see when the Nazis were coming, the SS troops, and she said, they're coming. So they threw the pig in a bed, covered up, put a nightcap on it, and shut the door to the bedroom. The Nazis kicked open the door and looked around, and who's in there? And Herr Petrie said, Oma Kronk. Grandma was sick. They opened up the door. You thought we were goners, he said. And they shut the door and stomped out. I said, what would they have done had they found the pig? He said they'd have taken us out and shot us.
Because you dared to feed your family, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and again, I would argue that the way that situation unfolded was a whole lot of people, including, by the way, church people, including religious leaders. Read Bonhoeffer's book. The guy died because he was saying, we're not doing enough as a church. We're not doing enough as a church to push back against this. And most just went along with it. They were sheeple. There is the dangers. That's how you get there when you don't realize, hey, wait a minute. This is not right, because the power of the people can stop all of this.
Yeah, I don't feel that I need to be told if I want the shot. Okay, I'll get it, but I don't want it. I'm in God's hands, and whenever God wants me, he'll take me.
Beverly, very well said. I appreciate you calling, okay?
So, thank you. God bless.
God bless you. Thanks for the call. You know, to me, you know, I trust enough doctors and people that are, you know, not people you know, names you know, but people that I know, to say their true belief is by having the vaccine, you provide the best chance against getting COVID and even this new variant. Okay, that's, you hear healthcare workers, 93% are vaccinated. That's why. They believe that's the best chance to not get it and not pass it on to someone they're caring for. And again, that's individuals making a choice. I think what's so horrible is frauds like Tony Fauci and the bungling CDC and all of these people who looked the other way when China was cooking this up in a lab and didn't get on top of it. They're all to blame for the confusion and the angst and people, you know. And by the way, I don't think it's right to bully people into a vaccine or out of a vaccine. I think that's a personal decision. It's called health freedom, and we've lost our minds to do what we're doing here. They tell me a veteran is on the phone, and his name is Leatherneck, so I'm guessing he was a Marine. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, you got it, Scott. This is good old Denny in Moorhead. You didn't know that, I bet.
Are you a Marine, Denny?
Oh, sure. 67 to 71, right out of high school. Volunteered.
That's beautiful. What's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to up the bet that we had. I feel so confident now after that circus he had down in Sioux Falls that I'm willing to bet all the money that my wife and I got, you know, from the COVID relief, the care program and everything, which is $5,200.
Oh, I can't wait. So the bet is this. The bet is $5,200 of your COVID relief that there was no cheating in the election. That's the bet?
Oh, no. Scott. Please don't hang up on me.
I'm not hanging up on you.
No. Okay, last time you cut me off. Now, here's where we go, Scott.
The music is starting, and I'm asking you a simple yes or no question. Are you betting or offering a bet of $5,200 if there was no cheating in the election? Is that the bet?
No. What I'm betting...
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I got my answer. I'll take the bet if the bet is not some twisted caveats of this, that, and the other thing. Pretty simple. Was there cheating or not? Thank you for your service. God bless you. Russell and Lair, when we come back.
There's a bottle of water, and then there's a 1 liter Ice Mountain 69-cent bottle of water that is good all month long. That's special at PetroServe USA. The Pearson Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1.50 in new flavors. Any size of fountain pop, 49 cents all month long, including the 32-ounce Lucky 7 cup. T-shirts, 3 for $9.99. Old Dutch Family Packs, buy one, get one. Fresh baked cookies, 3 for $2. All day, every day. The big hot summer sale is on. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps it coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Pakistan is a nuclear nation. They are the only country in that region that actually matters. In fact, Joe Biden told Afghan's President Hamid, when it was Hamid Karzai was still in power, exactly that. On his listening tour after Obama won, he said to him, we don't care about Afghanistan. And we believe that Pakistan is the most important country in that region, and they always will be. And that was that message never, ever changed. And what you're seeing in Afghanistan today is the results of that policy, because the Taliban leadership is based in Pakistan. I mean, yes. The Quetta Shura, the Peshawar Shura, and the Miram Shah Shura. Those are the three leadership councils that cover the entire war for the Taliban in Afghanistan.
There you go. Laura Logan.
Laura Logan, smart lady. Oh, my gosh. And just basic common sense there. They knew this was going to happen. They don't care. Just let it go. Let it fall apart. And let's throw one to China so they can rape and pillage all of the natural resources in Afghanistan. And, you know, the Taliban, now we just got to go play the game and Pakistan. Can't make it up. Brought to you today by MyPillow. Mike Lindell and his team have given us a flash sale. Means we don't know. This could end tomorrow. So if you want to take advantage of this, I would, because it is the sale of the year. Giza Dream Sheets. Now, Giza Dream Sheets are regularly priced at $109.99 because they are the best sheets money can buy. How do I know? I sleep on them. And my wife loves them so much, she said, honey, we got to get those at the lake. I think we got to send the girls to Hannah, a new job out there in California. Haley going to school as a freshman at ASU. These are great gifts, son. We got to do this. I'm in. And right now, they're $49.99. They're a great deal at $109.99 because that's what you pay for good sheets. But they're $49.99 now. Giza Dream Sheets. If, and only if, you use the promo code Scott. You got to use that promo code Scott. Then they're $49.99, or you have to call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. To the fellow that wants to bet us $5,200 if there was no cheating in the election, is the quickest $5,200 I've ever won, so I'm looking forward to that. And second of all, he's asking about a fiasco in Sioux Falls. There was no fiasco in Sioux Falls. There was a lot of bad actors in Sioux Falls who are trying to make Mike Lindell look bad, but it doesn't change the evidence. Nothing in the evidence changed. There's just more of it out there. But in the middle of putting this evidence out and showing people how it is that China influenced our election and that voting machines can be corrupted, they found out that, oh, we've got some cyber experts here who are trying to sabotage the info, so if we put it out, they're going to point a poison pill in it. That's what happened. Mike's taken a couple of days off, but I've said, hey, well, as soon as you're ready, come back on, explain this, because it's all at frankspeech.com, where we are as well, and you can watch what's on your mind live as it happens. So two reasons to go to frankspeech.com, the scoop on the cyber symposium, and the additional amount of information out there proving with data and actual experts saying, this is a mess. Germany counts paper ballots in precincts no larger than 2,000 people. Germany's a lot smaller than the United States, but we have got to remove the error points. They got to go. We need major election reform, and we need it yesterday. Let's go to, looks to me like a suburb of Edgeley, Wishick, but this may be the actual metropolis, Lair, North Dakota, and Russell. How are you, Russell? Good morning, Russell. How are you there? I'm good, sir. Thank you very much for calling.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Yeah, the lady, the president of the long-term care facilities or whatever.
Yeah.
She should be ashamed of herself.
What did she say?
She's standing by her, she wants more mandates. The whole healthcare system she wants mandated. That's terrible. She's not standing by her employees or anybody by saying that.
You know, it's a good point. I guess I hadn't considered in her comments, because I do think it's punitive of the Biden administration to do this. But the point is, they shouldn't do it to anybody. While it is punitive
Absolutely
right
not.
Now for long-term care, and I said that, but I guess she didn't, did she?
No, she wants mandates of all of health care. Well, there's going to be what needs to happen is these employees need to walk out. They need to say nobody's going to work. These mandates have to stop. That's what needs to happen.
Well, that would be an interesting approach to this. Now, I don't think the majority of healthcare workers oppose it, because the majority of healthcare workers have the vaccine. Those that don't, They're working for an employer that does have the ability, just like they do with flu shots, to say, get it or you can't work here. Make it a condition of employment. Now, a reaction to that can be what you're suggesting, Russell. No, we're not doing it and walking out. And then it forces a decision.
Vaccinated or unvaccinated need to stand together.
Yeah, I don't think that would happen.
I'm not against the vaccine. If you want it, get it. But don't force me to get it. And they should stand together and say, we're not working until you drop these mandates. It's stupid.
Yeah, major interesting point there. Thanks so much, Russell.
There's a lot of good people losing good jobs over this, and it's dumb.
Russell, thank you for the call. I, again, if I work for an entity and my condition of employment is I have to have a flu shot to do what I do because I care for people and they want to feel safe, I get why they're doing it. And now everybody's doing it. Sanford was obviously on the front end of the spear there, but now others are following Sanford's lead on this. So it is already happening everywhere, and I understand why they're doing it. And again, it's sort of like if I own a business, I can decide whether I want you to wear a mask or not. I might risk losing business. I also believe we're in a very different time when it comes to the masks and whether they were effective or not. That's really a separate debate from the one thing many in healthcare believe is your best opportunity to prevent you getting COVID, and that is the vaccine. But I also believe I get to decide whether or not I take that vaccine or not, or we don't live in America anymore. Larry and Beach, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Larry.
Good morning. See, I had a relative, a cousin of mine. They just had a family reunion, a week-long camp out in Oregon. And there were 23 people there, ranging in age from the early 20s up until 70. And half the group had been vaccinated and half had not. And of those vaccinated, all three COVID shots were represented. Partway through there, they all start feeling ill. They went in and got checked. Every one of them had COVID, okay? None of them were hospitalized. They all recovered. So that's kind of an example of the fact that the shots don't stop you from getting the stuff. And I also wonder why our government hasn't, they keep saying hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin don't work. Well, let's see a test done on them.
Same thing on masks, right? The same thing on masks, Larry. Show me why you're requiring it of my child, and you think you can take the decision away from me, Fargo Public Schools. Show me why you're
right.
Doing that. Yeah, because
you're,
they can't.
You're right. If a mask protects you from getting it, wear it. If you've got it and you're not wearing it, the people that want to be protected wear the mask. The ones that don't, you should be safe with a mask, whether you have it or not. They're telling you you won't get it. So let it be a decision of the person.
I don't think there's anybody, Larry, that wants to get it and is out there like saying, okay, fine, I'm not going to wash my hands. I'm not going to social distance. I'm going to go to a family reunion and bring it on. I want it. But I think it's been so politicized, I think is the word, and there's so much anger and angst about it all that we act like it's a death sentence if you get it. And the actual data and facts say it's anything but a death sentence. It's not a death sentence.
Absolutely.
99% of people have got it and recovered from it. Not fun. Nobody wants it. And the vaccine, some and most medical professionals, I dare say, would say is your best chance not to get it. But your point and your story from the family reunion says even that isn't completely foolproof. So guess what? Let's focus on therapies and how we get people better if they get it.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Everything feels better when you have a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Its smooth cinnamon and spice will keep you warm and relaxed on the inside, no matter what's going on in the world around us. And now you can enjoy a brand new flavor from North Dakota Sweet Crude. Introducing Sweet Crude Orange. Same smooth finish with a splash of orange. Taste both flavors for yourself with a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude or Sweet Crude Orange at your local liquor store and relax.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Biden administration is telling Americans who receive the Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna coronavirus vaccines they should get a booster shot 8 months after their second vaccine dose. But less data is available on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and the Fed's recommendation does not apply to the nearly 14 million Americans who receive the J&J vaccine at this time. Ashraf Ghani, the exiled president of Afghanistan, says he was expelled and would have been hanged had he remained in country instead of leaving. He posted the claim on Facebook Wednesday. He also claimed that he arrived in the United Arab Emirates without any money, rejecting accusations that he stole $169 million from his government. A Chinese satellite mysteriously broke apart in March, scattering into a dozen pieces. Harvard astronomer Jonathan McDowell says a chunk of an old Russian rocket appears to have crashed into the Chinese satellite. USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh, no, whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Like they played that song just to see you sway. Like that old surf shop had you in mind. With what you got on, making those tan lines. Just like the ocean knows we're laying on this beach tonight.
I think you did, but I want to know if you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota. Every corner of North Dakota. Do you know that? It's true. Find out more about all that at ndpetroleum.org, ndpetroleum.org, North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. So those that want to harm the industry, those that want the industry to have a lower price by cheerleading OPEC producing more, or those who think the biggest landowner in the state, i.e. the land board, with folks like the Executive Director Jody Smith and the Attorney General Wayne Stengem doing, I can't even believe what Wayne Stengem did. I honestly can't. Because a law was passed regarding this, and now the Attorney General is saying the law passed by our legislators, a Republican supermajority, is unconstitutional. Now, it'll go to court, but for that even decision to be made or that word to be uttered, basically is punching the oil and gas industry right square in the gut as they're coming back. Now, you can say, well, it's big oil. Who cares if big oil? It's not big oil. It's big schools in North Dakota. It's big roads in North Dakota. It's big water projects in North Dakota that you're punching. Because if they don't put coins in the fountain from pulling oil out of the ground, and you have people like Jody Smith and Wayne Stengem that are trying to do punitive damage to the industry by the result of their actions, leading up to, and now, the legislature were the adults in the room and said, we're going to fix this. There's some ambiguity here. We're going to fix this. They did great work, as they do on many, many things, and they don't get the credit they deserve. Our legislators, find them, thank them, and ask them why in the world Wayne Stengem would want to go to war with the oil and gas industry that are paying for roads and bridges, and I don't get it. So I don't advocate on behalf of them because of that little announcement that you hear there or anything else. I do because I see their impact in every corner of the state. It's not that hard. All right, Josiah Geiger is going to join us. He is the District 8 Chairman for the great state of North Dakota on a topic many of our listeners right now are waiting to talk about, COVID, vaccines, masks. Bob in Argyle, Minnesota. Love Argyle. Great little town. Robert in Fargo and Ryan in Aberdeen, South Dakota, want to weigh in this, but I'm first going to bring in Josiah to this conversation. Josiah, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Mr. Henning. Good to be with you.
Tell me what the District 8 Committee of the Republican Party has decided to draft in the way of a, I guess it's stating our principles from your perspective, and asking, you know, Governor Burgum and the Republican Party to speak with one voice on health freedom, and but just laying down the principles. What is the verbiage here?
Yeah. So, a quick background. I think it was about a week and a half ago. I reached out to my executive committee here in District 8, which is just north of Bismarck, and asked them, hey, what do we want to do in regards to what is coming down the pipe from federal mandates, and specifically with masks, and even more specifically with vaccine mandates? And so from there, we crafted a statement. We drafted it and then approved it. And number one, we want to represent the people of District 8 because that's who we were elected to represent. And wherever it goes from here is wonderful, but we want the people of District 8 to have a voice in knowing that we are standing up and saying, hey, wherever the state wants to go, wherever the nation wants to go, we want to stand up in our municipality, in our sphere, and say, no, it's not going here. So with that in mind, the statement that was drafted is sent to Governor Burgum specifically, but it is also for awareness for the rest of the state, and I'll read a part of it here. It says, the North Dakota District 8 Executive Committee, duly elected, and each member in good standing with the Republican Party, are hereby petitioning the state of North Dakota as follows. To recall, rescind, and otherwise cease and desist payment of any state funding allocated or appropriated in the current fiscal year to any political subdivision, municipality, educational district, public or private institution, who issue a masking or inoculation mandate as a condition of entry, employment, education, or receipt of services. So that's kind of the basic thought that we have there, is number one, asking the governor, trying to get this before his eyes, saying, we care about this very, very, very much. There are numerous individuals on our executive committee who are in direct threat of losing their employment. Some of them work in the medical industry. Some of them work for other federal entities. And so, number one, asking the governor, hey, please stand up on this. And then secondly, asking that companies who are willingly forcing their employees to take a vaccine because they want to keep the federal funding, they should then not be receiving those federal and state monies. And that's the premise of it, Scott.
I'd love to know what the folks think about this decision. And again, I always believe the government closest to the people is the best. And in this case, these are people that are influencing the Republican Party. They're members in good standing of a Republican Party, District 8, north of Bismarck, their committee. They're speaking for them. They're encouraging some thought on this. Other districts, by the way, I've heard from at least four others that are like, we're going to use the exact same language. This is perfect. So this is a brush fire that no doubt will go before the state committee. And a decision will be made on what to do with this. I think there's two ways to look at this. Oh, no, it's more fighting about vaccines and masks. Oh, this is terrible. Or to say, man, this is just a wonderful breath of fresh air to go back and say, leave it up to us. Leave it up to us. Now,
absolutely.
That's a tenet that I think everybody should be able to support. I really do. You are adding a hammer to that and saying, if you're doing this, Fargo Public Schools, Bismarck Public Schools, Grand Forks Public Schools, or, you know, healthcare institution X, Y, or Z, then you shouldn't get any state money. And some people will be uncomfortable with that because some of those places are duly elected school boards and they are, you know, healthcare institutions that are employers. What would you say to somebody, say, great idea on health freedom, but don't make it punitive? What would you say there?
Yeah, so the reality is at this point, there has to be some kind of teeth. We have to push back. And for a long time. I've been involved in Republican politics in North Dakota for almost 10 years now, and I just turned 23. And so I've seen the state through many years, and I've seen just how progressive things move, specifically in the last year, just how quickly it has moved from suggesting a mask mandate to thus a mask mandate, and then saying, okay, we're good, but then, okay, we're going to rethink about it. And now, from the executive from the United States, President Biden has issued mandates for nursing home workers, for the military, and is wanting to do more with almost all federal employment. We're saying, if we just sit back and wait for them to mandate this or to get this into right into in the mainstream of what is happening in our lives, it's going to be too late. So the reason that this was stated strongly, and it's stating, hey, we need something here. We're not just suggesting. We are asking for action to be taken, is because we truly believe it. If we don't, we are it's going to be too far downstream, and it's going to be really, really hard to ever get back.
You're directing this at Governor Doug Burgum. The legislature spoke related to his mask mandate, which was, to be fair, the shortest in the United States of America. That's good news. The bad news is we had one. And the legislature said, no, thank you. You're not doing that anymore, and removed the ability for the governor to impose a mask mandate. So he can't do a mask mandate statewide, but has always sort of said it's a local issue. I mean, he did for a while, and then he put one on and reversed that a little bit and then came back. I do think the data doesn't support that our mask mandate did a wick difference. South Dakota didn't have a statewide mask mandate, and our numbers fell at the same time. So we sort of had the beta on that, if you will, and now that ability is gone from him. Why are you putting this at his feet?
Yeah, so two things. Number one, as the executive of the state, the governor has an incredible amount of power in North Dakota, and so we are, for one, trying to get his attention and say, hey, this is what the people care about. This is why people are getting involved. I've seen so many people involved this year who haven't had a lot of interest in previous years, but they're seeing the erosion of liberty so quickly. And then secondly, in addressing this to Governor Burgum, we want to put it before the eyes of every individual in this state so that they can at least know what's going on, know that there are people who are trying to fight this and trying to promote individual freedom and personal responsibility from a district level.
Makes sense. A lot of calls I want to get in on these very topics, and let me go to Argyle, Minnesota, and Bob first up here for our guest. Go ahead, Bob.
I actually did have a question for your guest. Can I make a couple points, though?
Yeah, real quick. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, be you a Democrat or a Republican, we all know that our president is suffering from some type of a dementia or something, and where are the people that are responsible for letting him make these decisions for our country?
Well, that would be the voters, or we're not even sure if that's accurate.
Like our legislators that are letting them do this.
So you want more elected leaders to stand up to him. Nobody's going to listen to a Republican. You'd think there'd be a Democrat or two. I have a funny story for you. Kevin Cramer told me the other day that, you know, every time Trump did anything, right? I mean, one tweet, and it was every reporter, hey, what do you think about Trump saying this? Hey, what do you think about that? And, of course, Biden has bungled more things. And do you think those same reporters then go to Democrats and say, what about that? They never do. But one of them, pretty high up, even New York Times high up, said it's getting hard for us to ignore. I think that's why nobody's faking the damage that's being done from Afghanistan right now. I don't think they can. I'm going to give you the last word. Josiah, where do you think this goes from here?
From here, we hope that, and to be clear, the statement that was released is from the District 8 Executive Committee. We're not speaking for any other district or for the state party at this point. We just want to get the ball rolling so that people understand that, hey, we care about this.
Right, and you've done that, Josiah, just so you know. You've gotten the ball rolling, and I think that's what a district committee is for. And I would imagine some people at the state party level probably say, hey, we should do this as one voice Republican Party, but stuff's got to bubble up. Perry Schaefer's the new chair of the Republican Party. I'm sure he'll have an open mind to this and say, hey, enough people want this. We'll have a discussion statewide as well, executive committee, whatever. But the conversation needs to happen. I don't think there's any doubt about it, and I applaud you for doing it. District 8, you went first. More after this.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Wind. It's everywhere in North Dakota. A permanent and abundant natural resource. An energy source we should harness. Wind Energy paid $11 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in Wind Energy. Wind Energy, a permanent and abundant natural resource for North Dakota. For more information, see ndforallenergy.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. A lot of 0% money going on right now, too. And I'll tell you, if you're thinking about a new all-terrain vehicle, check out the AT4 collection. The GMC has got fantastic line of all-terrain four-wheel drive ATV. That's what they call it, the AT4 collection. So all online at Schwann Buick GMC. Keep in mind, too, that you can do everything contactless. You can buy, you can sell, you can service. Schedule any of that from your couch, crying out loud. How easy is that? Call them with any questions, 701-214-6372. online at SchwanBuickGMC.com or stop in and see him at 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, North Dakota. Schwann Buick GMC.
Let's look for that big American flag. Jim, the flagpole guy, put that baby up. And you can see it everywhere in Mandan. Hot dish day at PetroServe USA. They got a great PetroServe USA in beautiful Mandan, North Dakota, where you can go over there and have some of the best chicken on earth and great home cooking. Pizza hot dish Glendon today. Vegetable beef hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Meatloaf dinner, Harwood. PetroServe USA. You tell them Scott sent you. They'll take good care of you. They will. Let's go to Robert in Fargo. What's on your mind, Robert?
Hi, Scott. This is Robert. I'm in the industry. I, of course, won't name any names, but I do work in a assisted living memory care home. One of the things that we have to a few things we need to remember. A lot of moving parts here. Number one, as far as a federal mandate for individuals, yeah, I'd be 100% against it. Federal mandate with healthcare workers, I feel a little bit differently simply because, like, for instance, the people that I work with, okay, most people are, well, some people are, a lot of people are familiar with a UTI, okay? That would cause itching and discomfort to most people. But to a senior citizen, it actually, if they got dementia, it's even worse.
You're right, yeah.
They get confused, they get lost, they get angry, they're scared in, you know, multiple times more than just the norm. So if you have someone that is that vulnerable, I just can't see for the life of me why someone would not want to protect them.
Yeah, and again, the vaccine isn't...
That was a good example.
I think the controversy is some people say, well, I have natural immunity already. You know, shouldn't that be? So let me do the, in other words, if they had COVID, let me do a test on the antibodies. I think healthcare is forced to say, what is the best possible protection? And the vaccine is that. So that's why they say, go that route. I hear what you're saying. And again, if I am an employer, I have that right. They do it with the flu shot. Right? And nobody complains about the flu shot. On the other hand, when you're starting to be punitive about it, then I don't, you know, and punitive in the sense that now the federal government's saying, if you don't do it to your people, then I'm going. That should be a employer-employee conversation. And there are, like, Sanford Health is very clear. If there's a medical reason not to, pregnant, whatever, if there's a religious reason not to, I mean, there are exemptions to this. So have a conversation with, you know, your employer. But when the federal government is saying, you must, Robert, that's where I get off. That's where I hop off that train altogether. But I hear you. Kevin and Cavalier, and then we're going to get John Hinderrocker in here. Go ahead, Kevin and Cavalier, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was ABC News again this morning, watching that EPA is going to ban insecticide. It's the lawyers banned as a trade name. And they gave it this because they have some, you know, with kids and stuff like that. But they don't say what's the side effect or what's the effect when the farmers don't have that group of insecticide.
I think I just heard you. The media is manipulating the story, and I need to stop the presses for that. That's breaking news, Kevin. But I hadn't heard about that particular story, but none of it surprises me whatsoever. I thought I was waiting for John Hinderrocker, and here he's waiting to go. So I'm going to jump to him. Kevin, call again. We can talk longer about that story because I agree with you. There's another example of the manipulation of the media and disdain for our ag community. John, how are you? Can you hear me, John?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Loud and clear, all right. Two quick questions for you today because our time is going to be shorter than I liked. One, what do you think of the Biden administration saying, okay, long-term care, if you don't have every employee vaccinated, we're yanking your federal funds, and now long-term care is saying you better do that to all of health care. What do you think of that, John?
Well, I think it's ridiculous, Scott. First of all, I don't see how is this a federal issue, a federal mandate? Again, this is an example of using federal funding to dictate policy. And in general, I think that's a very poor idea. I think that it's a lot easier for people on the scene at a particular long-term care facility to decide what's the best policy for them, and for their patients. And one of the things going on here is that having had COVID confers substantial immunity. And the CDC is lying about this, Scott. They really are. They are misrepresenting this one little study that came out of Kentucky, and it doesn't find what the CDA claims that it finds. The evidence, I think, is really clear that natural immunity is just as good as vaccination, or substantially as good as vaccination. Some studies find that it's better. And so I don't approve of the federal government jumping in and trying to dictate at this kind of local level.
That's why we love the Center of the American Experiment. They're all about the American Experiment. You can find out more about them at AmericanExperiment.org. You can donate to them. It's 501c3 organization, tax deductible. Help us expand them to North Dakota and South Dakota as well with that effort. 10 seconds for this answer. Is Afghanistan the end of the Biden administration?
It's the beginning of the end. I did a post this morning on Powerline about Parliament just ripping Joe Biden and about the Israelis, talking about how totally this changes the situation
beginning,
with respect to them. It is a real disaster.
Beginning of the end.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, hosting these farm, retirement, and estate auctions in Bismarck, Bowman, Norwich, Regent, Kenmare in Turtle Lake, North Dakota, Glendon, Minnesota, Sioux Falls and Worthing, South Dakota, and Baker, Montana. Featuring reputable and well-maintained farm equipment, construction equipment, trucks, trailers, skid steers, loaders, vehicles, and more. Also, advertising deadlines are approaching on Pfeiffer's regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Sioux Falls. Contact Pfeiffer's Auctioneers for more information. Full inventory and equipment details are always available at Pfeiffer's.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.